MLB.com today.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here at the helm of America Tonight. We're going to dive right into it. The Pentagon is talking about more returns as far as the more returning to the fight after leaving Guantanamo. This is frozen, the folks that were supposed to return, at least some of them, to Yemen. They will not be doing that, and it's a scary statistic. One in five terror suspects released from Gitmo has jumped right back into the Al-Qaeda fracas once again. And this ignites the debate, rightfully so, over the president's plan to close the prison. We know that on the Hill, they're really deflecting this question because it also has to do with funding. If you're going to close the prison, then that means you have to find the spot for those that would be left, like 200 or so. And we know that there's been this grand tour of the United States, and it looks like it's sort of eeny, meeny, miny, mo, but landing in Illinois now. However, the prison of choice, Thompson Prison, would have to meet certain criteria to be able to house these folks, guys, terror suspects, pick a label, be able to house them all, but also to get them there. So now, because of what's happened with the flight that was heading into Detroit, it's reopened that argument, I think, for some people on what are we weighing here? Do we, you know, human rights folks want this thing shut down now and are very disappointed that it hasn't already been closed? And they're saying, close this prison. Close the prison, because what do these numbers mean in the first place? Well, here's the deal. Early last year, it was the Pentagon that threw out the numbers, saying that the rate of released detainees returning to militancy or jihadism, as I like to call it, was in some cases, was 11%. In April, it was 14%. The latest, 20%. I mean, that's an amazing jump, especially from the 11 to the 20. Now, this report naturally was leaked. It hasn't been declassified and officially released at this point. So here we go again. I mean, the Pentagon is like a leaking ship, isn't it? Even I've mentioned on this show the source that I've got at the Pentagon. So then you think of these longtime writers for the Washington Post and who they know. Anyway, because it seems like anything that comes out of the Pentagon, they seem to break the stories. But critics of the reports are saying that there is very little information in any of these assessments, so it's nearly impossible to verify independently, and I guess that makes sense. Unless something happens where, in the case of this 23-year-old Nigerian, he's saying that two of the Al-Qaeda people that helped him in Yemen were in Guantanamo, so there's the direct link there. But it's not like you can go into the streets and start finding, first of all, if you find anybody involved in terrorism that wants to do something, some kind of an attack on the U.S., of course, then you're trying to punch their ticket anyway. So you can't really count that. It's tough. I think it's tough to measure it. And the White House doesn't even have the information, so they're not looking at that. Of course, what is going to happen and what they want to happen from the administration's point of view is the pressure on the Congress to come up with the dough to get the terror suspects from Cuba, get them into the United States, and then close that detention thing right down. But it can't be closed right now, because here's the problem. And this is the problem, I think, that everybody's, at least the administration, is sidestepping around. This is what you have to weigh. If you completely close down Gitmo, that means you're either releasing what we would call hardened terrorists back into the fight, or then you're choosing to move them into the prison, specifically, I guess, the prison in Illinois, which most Americans, or a big chunk of Americans, are really opposed to. And you got to think of this. It's like Satan Island. It's like the Island of Misfits. They're away. They're They're more than an arm's length away from the United States. But, and you know this, I mean, hey, the discussion's wide open. If anybody has a different point of view, you can certainly call the show. But we've talked to four different people now. It's been four people that we've had on the show who have gone to Guantanamo, and not all of them hardcore conservatives. In fact, one rather liberal person came on the show about 2 years ago, a reporter, and described the situation that he saw at Guantanamo and was surprised about the spitting at the guards and throwing feces and all that other sort of stuff. So you've got like Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying, let's just say this once more. Gitmo is the place for holding terrorists, especially those who may be able to be detained as securely in a third world country. So Obama's saying he still wants to close Gitmo, but the plans are on hold. Congress has severe limits on doing that. I mean, really, that's what the deal is. They don't have the money, or at this point, they don't have the money or the authority to move those prisoners from Guantanamo. So it's not, at this point, it's not going to happen, that transfer. And the transfer from Gitmo to Yemen has also been stopped as well. So there is, even though there's this pressure, because that was one of the campaign promises that, you know, Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, the two former presidents, and a lot of human rights groups, and then the eyes of the world saying it was wrong, they weren't being tried, etc., they weren't being given their due process and all this other stuff. Because of that, and the rallying cry, there's no doubt that on the campaign trail, this was one of the main promises, that Guantanamo would be closed. Now, here's another side story to that. They believe that two Saudis released from Gitmo, one in 2006, the other a year later, might have played some pretty big roles in what's going on with Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Not just this Christmas Day attack with the 23-year-old, because he says that he was acting on instructions from operatives there. And it, clearly somebody was helping him. Obviously, he didn't know what he was doing, and his father was distraught because he saw something odd was happening. But not just that. Remember also the CIA folks who were killed, and the concern over that, and the concern over closing the embassy in Yemen too, as a result, worried about possible attacks, and then opening it just a day ago. So it's not just the Republicans. There are a lot of Democrats in Congress that are saying, forget the transfer, first of all, to Yemen in light of what's happened. And also, we got to really look at this putting out the money, shelling out the money to update this prison in Illinois and to move the terror suspects from Guantanamo. Ridiculous. I mean, like, from the money point of view, why are we spending this money? From another point of view, we already now have, again, a tie from Guantanamo. I say they got to stay there. 800-259-5791. You might disagree, or you might agree. You can throw in your two cents on that or anything else that we're about to talk about on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Yeah, what the world needs now is love, love, love. Can't get any, huh? 800-259-5791. All roads point back to what's going on in the airport and how many of your civil liberties eventually are going to just be fried every single time something happens, whether it's the shoe bomber, Richard Reed, or it's the idiots in London and the whole liquid thing. And now this time, here we go again with the body scanner deal. And ramping up the idea of this airport security and using this, and does it, and here's the thing, and it's fair to ask these questions. Does it have anything to do with the safety of those traveling? That's the thing. And why, oh why, do we keep going back to what happened 9/11? I was in New York. I know it was awful. And I don't want to relive that day, but why? Why are all these missteps happening when we've had this many years to put things in place? You know, you just got to ask yourself those questions. This is the thing. This is what I would challenge everyone to do. And this is the reason I started doing America Tonight, is to just operate in a world where you have your eyes wide open. Make your own decisions. Don't follow anybody's road. You follow your own road and make your own decisions on any of the things that are happening and protect yourself and your family the way that you want to do it. 800-259-2791. Those are the numbers I just gave out. Give them out again. Or AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. Grand jury naturally said they had enough to indict Abdullah Muttalib. That's not a surprise. And this goes back to what happened on December 25th on Christmas Day. Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, what's your 2 cents on Gitmo?
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm sitting here. I have so much that I want to say, but I know I don't have time to say it all. But I'm just going to go straight to it. This is all fake stage terrorism to keep this whole illusion going so we'll give up our rights and let them look at us naked. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. They had these scanners ordered a year ago. They're getting caught. You've got all these guys in the government involved in getting paid, like Obama and the carbon exchange.
Let me stop you there. That is true. I always say this, and this is true. All roads lead to where the money is.
Follow the money.
Yep, I'll follow the money, and that's exactly what you'll find. And you're right. There are people that are profiting, obviously, off of the body scanners and the technology, including Michael Chertoff and a few others.
That's the thing. And remember when they wanted to do the terror exchange and they were going to have people basically placing their bets? That's all the stock market is a big gamble.
That's
will
right.
the company be successful or not? But anyway, with regard to the Guantanamo thing, you know, think about what is going on here. You've got people that have been held for 8 years with no trial. I mean, I don't know how deep you've been down the rabbit hole, but, you know, a lot of these people were just farmers and people, you know, they were kidnapped, thrown on a plane, and stuck in cages and tortured. I mean,
yeah, see, and it's interesting, Lauren, thanks for the call. It's interesting when you look at Gitmo as to what you believe is going on there and what you think happened to some of the people that are there, et cetera. And I think it goes back to the same thing. You have to trace the origins of where they were picked up and whatnot. And that's the problem that also relates to this federal trial in New York City with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others that will be there. And ultimately how much money that's going to cost New York, or I guess all of us, because it's in a federal court and, you know, we've got to pay for it. The bottom line is, and I mean, I guess there at the tail end of what Lauren said, a fair question, is it, when you look at the other side of this in the 8 years, that's, of course, also the argument for human rights folks to say, that's not right. I mean, 8 years there, no trial, no anything, no process, all that, none of that's been done. And remember, the Bush administration took the big heat for that, and so then it became the whole thing about military tribunals and what to do, and that they started down that course. And now with Obama, it's the opposite, in saying get them back to the U.S. and then, you know, they've got lawyers and go through the system there, and depending on the individual cases, ultimately what should happen. But here's the thing. You can't say that all of them were just plucked out and they were all innocents, that they weren't involved in anything, because I know that you can connect some of these people to what's going on with Al-Qaeda and especially in Yemen. So you have to go through every single person that's there. And I have great sources who, I've already said this, who have gone to Guantanamo. I have people who know of some of the processes that are going down there, some of them that we've had on the show, like Frank Gaffney, like Jeff Atticott, who was there last October, and the reporter I mentioned, extremely liberal, really against Gitmo, was really surprised in what he was able to find out when he was there. So, you know, draw your own conclusions. But should it be closed down, and should Congress just rubber stamp it and let's just move on from this and screw it, bring them to the United States? We've lost this war. Let's just bring them here. I say no way, no how. Keep them on the island of misfits. 800-259-5791. And you look at the cost in the New York City thing. So then how much is that going to cost? you know, you're talking about $215 million, which I think it could even be more. So how much is it going to cost to move the others off of Gitmo into this prison that they've got to fix up to accommodate them in Illinois? I mean, how much do we have to pay for this? Please. It's just pure politics as usual. Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kenny. Politics as usual. don't you ever get the thought that, you know, the job for these guys going to Congress is just to bring home bacon? I mean, bring home the money? I mean, that's the only reason they go there? I mean, it's just... Anyway.
No, of course it is. Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's just... And what can they get? The whole idea is, what deals can you make for your districts, for your state? That's it. You go there and you got to be the wheeler dealer. And then you want to get reelected and it becomes part of the process. Like Chris Dodd, he finally, there was so much dirt underneath his fingernails, he had to go. And he goes after, what, 35 years?
Well, and this is the thing that gets me is that, you know, I hear about that and so he's stepping down, and supposedly their attorney general or somebody in their state politics is the favorite to win the seat. And he's just flying by that communist Democrat like Dodd is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm like, so you're changing up. You're sitting there saying the polls are down on this guy, which is why he's stepping down, because he's afraid he could lose a seat to a Republican. But, oh, we'll just put another sleazeball in there that's the exact same way as him. It doesn't give a talk about the way the people of Connecticut think.
That's right.
You know, what's the difference if you're changing? If you're dropping one senator and you're putting another one in that's the same party, well, what's the difference, you know?
So yeah, I mean, what's the difference? Yeah.
I mean, when Conrad Burns blew it in Montana, you know, I'm about that. And Max Fox just took over, you know, won the election, and, you know, and he's a slimeball Democrat, and he's, you know, that's the 60th vote right there, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, at least in Montana, they changed, you know, they changed parties with that senator, you know, it was like, oh, well, we're going to get rid of this Republican, but we're just going to put another one in. You know, so, oh, we're going to get rid of Chris Todd, but we're just going to put another one in, just like it.
I know.
What's the difference? You know?
I agree.
Anyway,
what's the difference? Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you, I know my buddy and Mark in New York, and you and I, we have a lot of talks about immigration and legal immigration. Tuesday morning down in out in Delta with West Utah, a female deputy, named Jamie Fox, pulled over a car that was suspected in robbery, and the guy that was in it shot her in the neck, basically right above the chest protector, you know, their
yeah.
vest.
Yeah.
And he killed her. And so they were, of course, there was a big wide state manhunt for this guy, and they said that all these illegal aliens that, you know, up here, and they were trying to find another accomplice of his. And so my very first thought was, well, you know where he's headed. Because, you know, you shoot a cop, that's capital punishment.
Right, and right across the border is the answer. Stay with us, everybody.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It bores me to death as well. What we really need, I'll tell you, is some fresh air coming out of Washington, because all roads lead back there, right, my friends? Guantanamo is one of the issues that we're talking about, because now Yemen, of course, is on freeze. Those that would be returned there are not, as a result of what happened with Abdullah Muttalib, and that Christmas Day would be bombing if he had been able to ignite the materials that he had, as he blabbed that several of the people who helped him were two guys who were in Gitmo and let go in 2007. So the president has frozen any moves from the Island of Misfits for now. But the plan is to ultimately evacuate that area at the taxpayers' costs, and I think at the risk, because you have these guys on our soil now. However, the other point of view is either they're puppets and pawns in this whole thing, and that anyway, that they should have been given due process and weren't. What do you think, fair or foul? 800-259-5791. All right, stimulus money. This may be the blunder of the day. Almost $10 million in federal bucks went to 14 zip codes in Virginia that aren't even there. They don't exist, or they're in other states. Yeah. I know. It's ridiculous. Why don't they just send us all checks? The fake zip codes were listed on recovery.gov, by the way. That's that website that they set up that tracks how the stimulus money is being spent or used, let's say. So the phony zip codes are the latest the latest in killing the credibility of the stimulus in general, because that's ridiculous. So now, supposedly, the explanation is that the congressional districts were messed up on the website because there was some confusion by the people who didn't know who their congressman was. I mean, please. So who gives millions of dollars to a person who doesn't even know what their zip code is? How many of you listening to me know your zip code? I guarantee, of all the numbers we have to memorize, because I know there are a lot, when it comes to how many key codes do you have and secret backdoor things to whatever. But I guarantee I could quiz any of you, and I know it, unless you just moved. I know you know your zip code. A lot of you can't tell me your license number, but I guarantee you got the zip code number. I mean, give me a break. What kind of nonsense is that? So that is the boo of the day, or the blunder of the day, as I like to call it. By the way, you can check the website at americatonight.net. I'm putting a lot of fresh stuff up there. If you miss some things from the show, we're putting them under what you missed, and also we have a blunder of the day as well. Is it fair or foul when it comes to the body scanners? I've had a lot of feedback from many of you on the whole idea of the body scanners. We do know that the people who are profiting the most are the people who used to be, some of them, in government, particularly from Homeland Security, and Michael Chertoff is one of those guys. So now the push is on to ramp up security, and if you look at the scanners, I mean, it's definitely you nude. It's no question. It's like a look into the future. It's like X-ray vision when you see the scanners. And the idea is, supposedly, that if you had these scanners, there would be failed attacks, because anybody who was trying to get anything in, there's just no way, because then it's all exposed. Whatever's there, they're going to see it. So I ask all of you how you feel about, think about this for a second, how you feel about going through the scanners. How do you feel about having to do that? Now, what's interesting is I read something from Bloomberg today, and they say that the passenger acceptance of airport body scanners is up because of the failed terror attack. 92% of the passengers at Manchester Airport in northern England have agreed to go through the machines voluntarily in this trial, compared with 75% before. Other people would say, no, I don't want to do it. And you've got the same report is saying that about 90% of Muslims and even Orthodox Jews were opting to use the scanners even before what happened in Detroit. As far as Canada, they're saying they'll do whatever for safety, and they say it's a necessary evil. So that's the question. Do you think the full body scanners are a necessary evil, or do you think it's treading on our rights a little bit too much? You know, is this a privacy issue for you or not? I mean, do you really feel like, well, screw it, whatever we have to do to be safe, then put them up, whatever we have to do? See, I would say the part of the problem is some of the easier things that could have been done, like even you take the case of Abdullah Muttalib. Okay, if you put him through a body scanner, absolutely, they would have been able to see what was in his underwear, what he was carrying, and they could have questioned it, you know, had a search, whatever. But at the same time, he's somebody who shouldn't have been there in the first place. So if you really went strictly by what we know to be the trail of breadcrumbs that he left behind, that included the fact that he got the one-way ticket, that he had the visa, that he was already on the watch list, that he wasn't questioned about his intent. But in England, they wouldn't even let him in the country because he had a phony, the student visa was to a phony school. They didn't even question that in the United States, as far as going into the United States. So I say if the traditional route would have been, or if what I think should be the first measure, would have been the visa and the ticket and all that stuff, that should have been the red flags. You had three red flags there before you would even get to a situation of, do we need the scanner or not? It's a very thin line, and it's getting thinner every day, between what we would consider trampling on your civil liberties and Big Brother and safety, right? So, and the idea that, are we safer if you have them? If you've got body scanners and if you've got them in the airport, then how long is it until you may see it in other places? Like you might see it at, rail stations, because or subway stations in New York. I think that could easily be the next stop if someone was going to try to do something. And then the other concern is that you've got, you know, it's just like when, and women know this, when you go to get a mammogram or when you go to the dentist and they're careful, you know, they put that lead covering over you when they're doing the x-rays because you're worried about the damage that could be done as a result of that. And you look at the ionizing radiation and how much does that comes through. I'd be curious when you go through one of those, what are you talking about? Because if they do that at the dentist office, and if they do that when you go to get a mammogram, now if you're traveling a lot and you have to do that, yeah, I think that's a fair question to ask. I was talking to my dentist about that. He thought that was a fair question to ask about the health risk. Are there health risks to that? So here, the Amsterdam airport, by the way, where the bomber boarded, they already had the scanners installed, so they had them there. He didn't go through the scanner. And these, again, all fair questions to ask. And you have to decide, where is the line for you? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I guess if it gets to the point, and it would cost so much money, but if it gets to the point where they have the scanners all over the place, and that's what it is, that you have to go through it. It's not being tested and it's not offered as a, okay, you know, you can voluntarily go through it. Then, if you're flying commercially, what choice would you have? The choice would be taken away, obviously, if it became common. But I don't think so. I think right now, money-wise, it's not, even though there's some already out there and there was some ahead of the game, still it'll take a while to ramp that up. But how many will voluntarily, when they're in the test situation, would you volunteer to go through it? I know that's a good question to ask you, Donovan. When was the last time you were on a plane?
About 3 years ago, as I recall.
Where did you go?
I went out to California. My brother was getting married.
So you went out to California from Minnesota. Of course, it's different. I mean, you went through the TSA, that kind of process. But if they had a body scanner at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport, and it was a volunteer thing because they're testing it, would you go through it, or would you say, I don't have to do it, so I'm not going to do it?
If it wasn't mandatory, I probably wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And see, this is where you get to that line of where you think it's not fair to go through it and where it is. I mean, the problem is also, statistically, how many people are you stopping? And that's the other part that you have to ask. How many people would be stopped? In the case of the Christmas Day bomber, he wouldn't have been stopped because he should have been stopped based on other criteria before that. He shouldn't have even gotten up to the scanner. All fair questions. 800-259-5791. We go global coming up in just a few.
AM 1280. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turn and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance.
All right, talking about all kinds of aspects of the body scanners. Somebody said to me jokingly, well, maybe it'll cut down on obesity because nobody's going to want to look bad when they're naked, right, being scanned. It would be a humiliating process, I think. There's no question about that. And here's the bottom line. If it were true, in the case, even, I keep going back to the same one, but that's the one because they had scanners. If it were true in the case of Abdullah Muttalib, then if you could point to other cases, this works, you know, different thing. Then you find out that the people that were involved, for example, in Homeland Security, now are out there in the security business getting the big bucks to push the whole scanner situation. It's kind of like Al Gore. I realize that Al Gore said he was all about going green in the 70s and everything else, but he's made $1 trillion on global warming. So he's pushing the agenda because not because I think, not because it's, oh, I'm such a great, nice guy, and I want to see the world get rid of all the pollutants, and it really is out there, and, you know, the polar ice caps are melting, and I'm concerned, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, part of it is for self-profit. Come on. And that's what you see the more you turn over these technology companies. So I think it stinks. 800-259-5791 or flip me an email, americatonight.net. The tank isn't empty here. You can light them up and express. Mark in New York, hello.
Yeah, hello, my dear. I got a couple topics I'd like to talk about, and I'm a little bit subdued tonight, so I won't rant and rave and scream.
I love that.
Yes. Number one, you're right. Follow the money about what the TSA is going on. There's just a couple of things that are just annoying the hell out of me because I've been flipping around the dial, you know, all day, listening to shows and tapes of shows because I have some time on my hand today. First of all, the fellow with the bomb in his pants, they said it's possible the scanners may not have picked it up, all right? We still don't know about the well-dressed man that got him on the plane. He didn't have a visa. He paid cash. He didn't have a winter coat. He didn't have any check luggage. I don't care if you give me a proctology exam on the way to the airport. If you're going to get me around this security, then something's going to happen. This guy was prepped. Isn't it funny that we've got pretty much his baby pictures from the town he was born in. We've got everything about this guy. Like a day, 2 days afterwards, we got interviews with people from his town in Kenya or Nigeria, whatever hell he was from. And now he's talking to the feds. I just don't get it. You know, I was in a similar vein. I'm not going off topic. I'm looking at the hearings for this clown that they want to be the TSA director. Mm-hmm. And apparently he looked into when he was an FBI agent, he used his status to take care of some personal business. He illegally snooped into the background of something or somebody. On a similar vein, do you know how often police officers use those computers in their cars to check on people, to check on women to see where they're living and if they're single? I'm not singling out police officers. I'm not singling out the TSA man. But I am singling out the people that are watching us, including the people that are going to be watching our naked bodies on this TSA screener, this machine. And you're also right to bring up the fact about the millimeter wave, the amount of radiation or whatever that you're subjected to. What if it turns out in a few more years after people acquiesce to become slaves to these things and, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead, let me go through, that a majority of the flying public sometime come down with some type of cancers or tumors? You won't be able to sue the TSA, the federal government, or the manufacturers, because I guarantee you that they know this information already, but they're keeping it under wraps and they're saying, well, that's too bad, you have to give up your security. Give up your rights for your security. And never mind whether someone's out of shape or not out of shape, you know. I've been working out all my life. I'm 15 pounds heavier than I was in high school. That's not the point. It's an illegal search and seizure. You got the guy around, the last bomber, you got around the protocols. He was let in. But the majority of people going through are not terrorists, okay? You're being mm-hmm. acclimated to slavery here. This is bull, you know what?
Right.
You look at the people that are making money with this. You're looking at the people that got around the scanners, whether it was the 911 hijackers didn't have bombs on them. They used box cutters that were planted on the planes for them.
That's
and
right.
For all we know, they were let on the plane because there's a lot of – I don't want to even go about conspiracies with that. The point is, America, call your Congress. I saw my Congressman, Nita Lowey, and she's all about, oh, we have to have this. We have to have more detailed screening, and we have to have it. Well, you take your fat rear end there, and let me see what you look like first, Miss Lowy, before I go in. I don't fly all that often, but when I do fly, a pat-down is enough. I can say, you know, look, you can see how now I'm getting frustrated. I'm starting
to... No, I know, I know.
But there was mm-hmm. another, there was a, an imam or an African-American pastor somewhere last week that said, what are we going to have, lines for Muslims only? I guarantee you, Kate, that if it was middle-aged white guys, NRA members, that were blowing these planes up, we'd be being pulled over every single day, and nobody would say nothing. So don't give me this crap about Muslims only. If the profile fits, and I understand that in Gaza, and your friend from Canada, the Jewish fellow, can prove this, that the homicide bombers would dye their hair blonde, they put in blue contacts, so eventually
right.
it'll be impossible to find. The majority of people that are doing these things, but even if you do that and you get walked around the security, What are you going to, what are you going to solve? You're going to X-ray kids? You're not X-raying my nieces and nephews. It ain't happening. I want the option of a pat down or I ain't going to fly. And maybe that's what they want you to do. Maybe they want to control all our movement in this country. Cause this is garbage on stilts. What's Amtrak stations, subways? You won't have a free society.
Well, no kidding. And plus, can you imagine the amount of time to get through all this?
Exactly.
Even everything. It would be ridiculous. Everything would crawl to a standstill. I mean, right. It would. You know that, Mark.
And never mind the profiling and everybody else. The borders are still wide open.
Yeah.
Go put the scanners down on the Mexican border.
That's right.
I mean,
do that.
Exactly. All it's going to take is for some terrorist to hijack with a CDL license with explosives or a gasoline tanker and drive it into a school. Then what are you going to say? I mean, we can find we can think of all the hypotheticals in the world, and I know there are people trying to keep us safe. But this is not what they want. They want to train you, control you, and so for the next invasion. You know, I know they listen to our phone calls. They do everything they want. It's not about them. It's about us, Kate. It's about the American people.
That's right.
You see my ideology changing over the last couple of years. It is because I'm trying to open my eyes. I read some stuff on a rented computer because I don't have my own computer. I'm getting disgusted on this.
I know.
This prison that these people are putting us in because they can't control the people that need to be controlled. And
That's
even
right.
when we say, well, you know, I know I'm fluctuating here. This guy was let around the security. The protocols put in place were ignored. For what reason?
Right.
For a reason for some money to make money and find out who
makes the money.
Right. Who put them stocks long on those machines prior to this happening? Because it's the exact same thing that happened with the insurance companies and the airlines before 9/11. People made money of it before and after, and they're doing it now. And don't let it happen, America. Tell them, if you have to submit to a pat down, that's bad enough. But you're not going through this machine and tell your legislatures, you go first. You give us your DNA because we want to know who's watching the people that are watching us, and it stinks.
Thank you. That's a good way to end that. We want to know more about the people who are watching us. All right, so in talking about the idea of the body scanner and the go ahead, I mentioned that the former, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who, of course, is now part of the Chertoff Group, represents one of the leading manufacturers of the whole-body imaging machines, RAP scan systems. And after the attack, he was everywhere promoting the scanners, saying it was a lesson in valuable machinery and all that. And he didn't disclose, by the way, his relationship to the scanners. Yeah, and then, of course, everybody found out. But while he was on the Sunday shows, nobody knew that. The machines that are already on order, hundreds of them, are about $150,000 a piece. So Chertoff, if you go back and trace the trail to him, his push for that technology goes all the way back to his time in the Bush administration. Back in 2005, he was pushing for that. Wow. By the way, 40 body scanners are in use at 19 airports in the United States. The number should skyrocket, probably because of that Christmas Day incident. The TSA is saying they're going to order 300 more machines. Chertoff will be buying his yacht sometime soon.
You got a lot of nerve, honey.